This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, a physician, to help me understand an article he and his colleague have published recently in two parts. Why is trust in scientific research at an all-time low? Henry Miller and Stanley Young. Henry, I go to a statistic in your explication that struck me as important, because it was not an assumption I would have made on my own reasoning, which is that replication of results. 90% of 1,500 scientists believe that there's major or minor problems with replication of results. Now, in hard sciences, isn't that the story? Replication moves along the case that there's a genuine discovery here worth discussion. If 90% of these scientists believe there's a problem, how widespread is it? What's happened? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening, John. Well, in the scientific method, reproducibility or the ability to replicate an experiment is all important because it's the essence of knowing whether your results are real or not. And in the hard sciences, chemistry, biochemistry, physics, we do somewhat better than the soft sciences like sociology and psychology, but that's sort of beside the point. Now, when it comes to the difficulty or the inability to replicate an experiment, even in the same laboratory from one month to another, it can be a number of things. It can be that you're using a different batch of cells or a different breed of rats in the experiment, or contamination of some of your liquid reagents that give you a different outcome in the experiment. There's an old saying in the laboratories that I used to work in. There are 1,000 ways to do an experiment wrong. And so that's another reason that you need to be able to replicate it to gain confidence that you have an accurate result. And it becomes even more difficult in different laboratories, say between UCLA and MIT, where all of the reagents may be slightly different and the cells that you're working with may be. And then you get to, that involves good faith difficulty in replicating experiments. Eventually, when enough people have done it, you begin to get a consensus about what is accurate, and the results become canonized or part of the trusted literature. But these days, as my articles with Stan Young showed, there's a big problem with fraud, with intentional misrepresentation. And that comes from several sources, sometimes from irresponsible academic researchers who, in the publish or perish world, actually pay journals for publishing their articles. In fact, there's even a phenomenon called paper mills that churn out fraudulent, totally fraudulent papers for a large fee. And that pads an academic's publishing record. So, and then there are various breeds of activists, climate activists of one stripe or another, anti-vaccine activists, who fabricate data in papers, manage to get them published sometimes in these predatory journals, and so pollute the scientific literature that way. It's a tremendous problem, as some of the examples in our article showed. Scientists have formed consortia to try to replicate pivotal articles in the scientific literature, and they find that they can only do it in a relatively small proportion, which really puts us on precarious ground.
I assumed when I would say Nature magazine, the premier peer-reviewed magazine of Europe, or Science, the American version peer-reviewed, I assumed peer-reviewed meant that the experiment inside this article, and we're talking about the hard sciences, was replicated. Is that a false assumption, Henry?
That is a false assumption, John. Peer review doesn't mean that the peer reviewers redo the experiments and validate them. It means that they read the methodology and look at the statistics and see that all of that appears to have been done correctly. One of the problems we have is that investigators have more and more irresponsible, dishonest investigators have more and more fabricated figures, fabricated various kinds of analyses, and report those in the article. And they look good, but they're not real, is the problem. And peer reviewers very often cannot detect those frauds.
A term of art. What is p-hacking? It especially bothers Australian researchers in your explanation. What does it mean?
P-hacking is manipulating statistical methods in order to get the result that you want, even though it may not be an accurate result. So a trivial example I use for p-hacking is suppose you're a manufacturer of cola number one, and you want to show that it's superior to cola number two, but that you, most people really cannot tell the difference between them. So what you would do is to take, say, 50 people and do a blind test and see whether they prefer one or two, and you get not exactly 25-25, but you might get 26-24 one way or the other. But if you keep doing, and 26-24 is not statistically significant, but what you do is keep doing experiment after experiment of 50 subjects, and eventually, just by chance, you'll get something like 20-30. And that would look like statistical significance, but because you've done p-hacking, it really isn't. So it's a fraudulent result simply because of chance, done with bad intent.
I learned from you another danger is that publishers have a bias. They want positive findings. You won't be embraced if you come forward with disproving something. Is that how to understand that?
Yeah, negative results just don't sell. And so many investigators won't even submit a negative result. A negative result that may be correct, that contradicts an already published finding that is incorrect. And so the second investigator with a negative result may not submit it at all, and that's what's known as the file drawer effect, because they just, instead of submitting it for publication, the data goes into the file drawer.
Is there an understanding in the hard sciences that it's our job to disprove things, to challenge them, to badger away any assumption, that any result that is now dominating?
Well, that is often part of science. You have a finding that you're perhaps trying to replicate or to extend, and instead you find that your experiment repudiates it. You can't reproduce it, and you find something different. And then you move on. You and other investigators move on to ascertain who's correct and to refine the contradiction in those findings. It's the nature of science. In the 1950s and 60s, for example, there was controversy over what the essence of genetic material was like, what conferred heredity in animals and microorganisms. And of course, we now know that it's DNA, with occasionally RNA in viruses. But there was some, in some quarters, it was thought that it was protein that conferred heredity. And so it was eventually found by experiment after experiment that, in fact, it was DNA that was used to, organisms used to transmit hereditary characteristics. It's just the nature of science to do iterations until you get to a common accepted result.
You include a quote from Richard Feynman, who seems, even in passing, to dominate the story with irony. The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool. I'm speaking with Dr. Henry Miller, a physician, a molecular biologist, the Glenn Swager Distinguished Fellow at the American Council on Science and Health, a founding director of the FDA's Office of Biotechnology. So when we come back, writing with his colleague Stanley Young, a statistician, we turn to what is to be done. This is CBS Eye on the World, the scientific method under review. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.